This is KSFO San Francisco. Please stand by.
Well, just about ready to leave and go out the door at Candlestick Park and the broadcast booth. This is Bill King. As power was suspended at the KSFO studios, and so we're back here for the moment trying to maintain a continuity. But I'll be honest with you, we really can't impart any new information because we're in a totally isolated situation, more so than we were earlier, because now all of the news media, the press box is closed. There is no one here except some of the maintenance people who are involved down in the field right now, and obviously at this point nothing is going on. All we are doing is really acting in a transitional role right now to see just exactly how much longer it'll be before power is restored once again to KSFO studios. I would assume that because of a certain amount of normal chaos that occurs after an event such as this, these interruptions could occur periodically. And just as probably it's the case in many areas around the Bay Area, where in the residential areas the same sort of thing may occur, restoration of power and then suspension of power and so on. And so here we are right now in a darkened Candlestick Park, except for that one bank of utility lights on either side, just illuminating the field in a rather slight manner. And the future of the immediate future of the World Series of 1989, of course, is unknown at this point. But there are many more unknown factors that are much more important to everybody from the standpoint of their own lives right now. And the only reason we bring it up here is that probably it's one of the few things that we have at hand that we are able to talk about with any insight and accuracy whatsoever. And we still don't know what the future is going to be for the series, when it will be resumed, where it will be resumed, and under what conditions.
Bill, it's yes. Nice to know that you're there for backup.
Well, I almost wasn't. I was almost out the door.
Well, I think you can guess what happened. We've just simply lost the juice again in San Francisco.
Well, I think that may continue off and on all over the area.
I think you are absolutely right. And if it's happening for us, it is happening in the homes of our listeners. And so it's very important that people get transistor radios, get them tuned to 560 KSFO, and keep it here for the latest information. As soon as we get it, we pass it on to you. We've been telling you about fires burning in the Marina District. We've been telling you about some of the damage done. I was just talking about the Cypress structure when the power went out in our studio again. We have lost, I'm sure there are, well, I know for a fact there are a number of fatalities from a number of different areas. It's very hard to say how extensive the loss of life is from the Cypress structure and from the Bay Bridge, but we do have a section of the bridge that has collapsed, 20 to 25 cars. That was the original estimate in terms of automobiles trapped by cement from the upper deck falling onto the lower deck, and then reports of some of them falling through into the bay. As darkness descends, rescue operations are going to be hampered. It is very important that people stay put and not try to get anywhere around the city unless they're trying to get to the East Bay and to get home. In that sense, the red and white ferries, as we mentioned earlier, are still operating. They're giving free transit for people from San Francisco over to Oakland. Ron?
We have a report now, RJ. San Francisco General Hospital has damage on one floor, and Oakland Highland Hospital has requested that all doctors and nurses please report immediately to the hospital, as apparently Oakland has been pretty hard hit. Now, we also have reports from down in the South Bay that things are pretty much as normal as I guess you could hope, given an earthquake like this. Moffett Field is operating. San Jose is operating. We understand that the traffic lights are operating. So even though San Jose is closer to Hollister, where reportedly this earthquake was centered, apparently we don't have a lot of serious damage down in the South Bay. But again, 280 is closed at Crystal Springs Reservoir because of the buckling of the highway.
As we try to deal with our own power outage here and try to get calls out, we'll call down to Hollister and find out if that is indeed the epicenter, how things are there, given the damage that is being reported around San Francisco. We don't want to keep harping on the gruesome...
your home if it's not damaged itself, and just show some human kindness. We hope that that will be the case, because in this particular moment, those of us in the news business, we're used to this, but I'm sure there are a lot of people that are stunned by what has happened. And I think, as RJ has indicated, we're not trying to dwell upon the bad, and maybe just a reflection for just a moment of what a lot of people who are fortunate might be able to do to help those who are not quite as fortunate. If you are in the Marina District where that fire is raging out of control and they're having a problem battling it because of the lack of water and water pressure, I would assume, don't forget the Marina Middle School has been set up for you if you've been displaced or involved or can't stay in your structure or in your home. It has been set up by the Red Cross as an emergency shelter center. And if the damage in those homes down there and those buildings down there, of course, date back a long way in the San Francisco history, and if you don't feel comfortable about staying in your home tonight, you might want to head off to there and stay there tonight. Likewise, I'm sure because of the after effects, the aftershocks that we are going to have, which is just normal with an earthquake, maybe over the next couple of days, the experts say, you might also feel more comfortable being around other people who might be able to help you.
Bill, since you are still at the at Candlestick Park, and because we have no other way to get a word from the park, can you give us an update on the situation there? Is the crowd all gone home?
Yeah, everybody's gone. A few maintenance people wandering around. Even the security and the police now are no longer in evidence on the field, and it's really looks like a ballpark which had a game played a few hours ago. As I mentioned, the ground crew had been out tamping down around home plate, as they always do immediately after a game. These utility lights that that's what I call them for want of a better term, they're not the lights that illuminate the ball game, but the lights they use for just cleaning and a night light, I guess, emergency light, if you will. That's all that there is here, and this is not, of course, sufficient to provide inspection for the ballpark. I don't know when the inspection can be really carried off until tomorrow. And we were told that the commissioner's office expects to make some announcement in the morning, and I'm sure that will be the case, but it may be an inconclusive announcement until daylight has been established long enough for an inspection, and I don't know how long that would logically take under the most ideal of conditions.
Yeah. Bill, I can tell you right now that Mayor Agnos is just now climbing aboard a military helicopter to take a visual inspection of the city of San Francisco. Some updates. 1 hour wait to go northbound from the city, which means, of course, over the Golden Gate Bridge.
We have 1 hour wait?
A 1 hour wait, yes.
Okay.
We have gas leaks in the Marina area, and some of those areas have been blocked off. And likewise, as we indicated a little bit earlier, that 19th Street tunnel has been closed completely, so you can't use 19th Street to get to the Golden Gate Bridge. Also, Highway 17 down in the South Bay, the reports are now beginning to come in slowly. Apparently, Highway 17 over Santa Cruz Mountains is closed due to landslides. And we also have a number of fires now reported in the South Bay.
Well, the reports of damage are going to continue to roll in. The best that we can ask people to do, number one, is stay off the phone. That is the word from Pac Bell. The more people we have on the line, the slower the whole system works. That could actually just add to the trouble. We have to get these emergency calls and these life-threatening situations taken care of as quickly as possible. Therefore, the word still going out from Pac Bell to stay off the phone. And, of course, stay out of the area where we are reporting these troubles, the Marina District in particular. Also, we've mentioned the Powell Street area in Oakland.
Folsom Street in the city has Folsom the collapse Street. House with six known fatalities there.
Right, the 5th and Townsend area, and that on-ramp to the Bay Bridge that we were telling you about earlier that is apparently separated.
It's several hundred yards long, several hundred feet long, excuse me, and apparently there were some cars when it separated, RJ, that crashed into it. We have no reports as to how seriously people were hurt in those crashes.
I don't think it's wrong for us to again urge people to get prepared for what could be a very long night. If the power is out here, the power is also out in the homes of our listeners, and we are very fortunate that we are experiencing some nice Indian summer weather. It may not be all that cold tonight, but still, you're going to have to be prepared for perhaps spending a night without lights, without gas heat, even without power to cook. We have to ask you to just simply prepare yourself, and as Ron mentioned a few moments ago, if you can help someone out in this time of need, This is the time to show your charity. Bill?
You know, I can't help but think what a strangled area this is going to be from the standpoint of transportation in the immediate future. Obviously, tomorrow, very immediately, but this is going to make for a situation that's almost inconceivable when you consider the number of people who move in and out of San Francisco every day. Businesses are going to probably grind to a halt, or at least to a very low level of operation. And I imagine every business and every corporation right now and every office manager trying to determine what course to take and what advice to give to their personnel. Some of them probably stranded in the city. Others, if they reach the other side of the bay, no matter whether it's north or east, the matter of trying to get back to work tomorrow is almost impossible to contemplate.
That's right. We understand that the Bay Bridge could be out of commission for at least a couple of days because of the extensive damage to at least one section of the upper deck in the cantilever section.
And, of course, there was the breakthrough when the cement broke from the top level down to the second level, and we have confirmed reports that there are holes also in the bottom level. Now, Bill, being a Sausalito resident, as I am a North Bay resident as well, all I have to do is hearken back to the heavy rains that we had during that one winter and remember the landslide that we had.
1981 or 2.
81 or 82, right, and remember how that closed down the inbound lanes and partially the south northbound lanes as well. Of 101, and it really tied things up. So I think what
that
you're
was
saying,
for several days.
And
in fact, I, you know, one of the strange experiences I've ever had after having lived in the Bay Area that long is to go up to the top of the hill and walk down the middle of Highway 101 all the way to the tunnel.
Well, one of the things I think that concerns me a little bit because of the slide that we had, and you know that was a killer slide as well in Marin County. There were several people who lost their lives. Is the slides that we have reported now on Highway 17 over the Santa Cruz Mountains that have closed Highway 17. We're having problems getting reports out of there, as you would expect, because of the magnitude of the problem that we've had in the earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if people are... Now that it's beginning to wear off a couple of hours, I hope they will not get into their cars and start roaming around neighborhoods to take a look, because by tying things up, and they may be going into an area that has been damaged to some degree by the earthquake, and just the additional weight of their cars, several cars, may cause them some major problems. So we hope that people will just stay put where they are and just take it moment by moment.
Do we have any information or indication what the traffic situation is within San Francisco, such as Van Ness, for example, or California? Fairly main arteries going in different directions.
Yeah, I can simply tell you, having come in on 3rd Street, it was very, very difficult. And because the approaches to the Bay Bridge were all blocked up and everything, other streets, and as we've already reported, northbound out of the city over the Golden Gate Bridge, at least an hour delay, which indicates to me, because I use it every day, that it's got to be backed up probably almost to Van Ness.
If I can jump in here, we are again broadcasting in some, well, a rather primitive way, but we are on the air with the information. We are also on the air with News Director Dave Henderson. Dave?
You don't have to use the phone.
Okay, I'm sorry. Dave, you are in the North Bay. Can you tell us what's going on in your neighborhood?
RJ, if you can hear me, I can't hear you, but I live in Terra Linda. That's where I am right now. Apparently, the North Bay has been relatively unscathed in this earthquake. I'm not sure you can hear me, but I'll continue. The centers I've checked indicate very little damage here in Marin County so far. Apparently, the big problem right now is in the Marina District in your area in San Francisco. A fire out of control. I've been monitoring different sources. They indicate that there are gas leaks. The fire is continuing to be out of control. Apparently, water is a problem. I understand Larry Brownell is heading to the scene, so hopefully we'll get updates from him. We understand that the Golden Gate to Bridge District ferries are running to Larkspur and Sausalito, so that's one way to get back to the North Bay if you're coming from the city. Golden Gate Bridge is open both north and southbound, but a big backup, of course, getting northbound from the city to Marin. I understand about an hour wait right now because of two problems, basically the fire in the marina. It's causing problems in that area and on Lombard getting onto Doyle Drive. and the tunnel out on 19th to the Golden Gate Bridge, perhaps some structural damage. What I've got here, no damage in my immediate neighborhood. I took a survey. We're okay. Apparently, San Rafael suffered no major damage. The freeway is open, as I can determine, 101 through San Rafael to the Golden Gate Bridge. So that's the latest from the North Bay right now.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Dave Henderson, our news director at KSFO, reporting from Terra Linda in the North Bay. Let me just reiterate a couple of things that Dave mentioned. The fire burning in the Marina District is indeed a major fire at this time. Divisadero and Broderick, Jefferson and Beach, that square is basically the area that is affected at this time. Please stay out of the area if at all possible. Now, a couple other things we could mention for you at this time. The BART system has not sustained any damage, at least in the Transbay 2. However, all service is shut down. That is not a way to get out of the city to the East Bay. The ferries, though, are running. The red and white ferries from the ferry building in San Francisco to Oakland. Ron?
We apparently have some big problems in the South Bay now that we have been able to confirm. Apparently, the Nimitz elevated section, 18th to 28th, has collapsed. We do not know how many people have been hurt. No fatalities or injuries at Candlestick. There is a report of one heart attack. The third deck of Candlestick reportedly is damaged. Also, we have been calling around, and we have found out that there is now confirmed structural damage to the Bay Bridge, that the Bay Bridge suffered damage not only from concrete but also steel. So our worst fears, the belief that this bridge would be closed for several days for inspection, it now appears that it could be closed for a longer period of time than that.
Let me reiterate a couple of items here. If you're concerned about the airports being closed down, yes, SFO is closed down, not because of damage to the runways, but because the tower sustained some damage. Oakland International Airport is open. Two runways are open, at least. Two others are closed. SJO, San Jose International Airport, is open. Moffett Field is also operating.
And Hayward Airport is open as
Hayward,
well.
Hayward as well. The Golden Gate Bridge, if you're trying to get out of the San Francisco area and go north, there's a big backup. You might be wise just to stay where you are for a while, as long as you're not stuck in the Marina District. That's an area to avoid. The 19th Avenue approach is closed, though. The MacArthur Tunnel is also, that is the 19th Street approach to the Bay Bridge. The MacArthur Tunnel is closed because of damage to the road. Again, we mentioned that BART service is shut down, although they tell us there has been no damage to the BART tube. President Bush is already offering federal aid to California. Mayor Art Agnos is airborne at this hour in a military chopper surveying damage in San Francisco. And as soon as we hear back from him with some official directions, we will pass those along to the citizens of San Francisco. Elsewhere in the Bay Area, there are a number of affected areas. Clearly, this huge section of the Nimitz Freeway, you mentioned 18th through 28th. That is that's a massive section of the Nimitz that has apparently collapsed. And, of course, we told you about a collapse on the Bay Bridge. And clearly this is going to result in a tremendous loss of life.
And again, we have a report that at least one floor of San Francisco General Hospital has been damaged, and that they are making an urgent plea at Oakland's Highland Hospital for all doctors and all nurses to please report to that hospital. Now, I would assume that they are marshaling relief efforts in other hospitals around the Bay Area in order to try to relieve some of the burden that I'm sure these hospitals are going to be under, as the people that are trying to get to the damaged areas, the collapsed houses, as we have already reported, six fatalities on a collapsed house at Folsom Street. So again, check with the hospitals if you can get through, if you have that need, but we do have reports of damage at some of the hospitals.
Again, it's not too early to get ready for a long, long night. It looks like hundreds of thousands of PG&E customers are still without power at this time. This major shaker for the Bay Area, 7 on the Richter scale is what it's being referred to now by UC Berkeley, centered near Santa Cruz, 10 miles northeast or in the Hollister area. Again, in a quake of this magnitude, there are any number of emergency operations that are already in place and going into effect. The Office of Emergency Services is implementing them. However, there are a lot of things that individuals can do in their homes in a time like this. I am by no means an earthquake expert, but perhaps, Bill, if you're still at Candlestick, you can jump in and help me out with with some of the emergency precautions that you can take. Number one is look in the front section of the phone book. There are an awful lot of good common sense ideas there. We've already received warnings that people should be turning off the gas if you haven't already. If you know where it is and you know how to do it, by all means, get down there and turn it out, turn it down, turn it off. Leave your windows and your doors open tonight. It may be a bit cool, but rather that than a buildup of gas in your home, and get ready for what could be a very long time. Ron?
We have some additional information coming in now. Apparently, they are just starting the inspection of the BART tube, and they're going to take a look and see if the Transbay tube has been damaged in any way. An update on transit service. AC Transit will operate service throughout the night as best they can, and they're going to operate it to Fremont, Oakland, and Richmond for those people that are trapped at BART Station on that side of the bay. So there is some help coming, at least transportation-wise. And so the transit people are trying to get going once again. You've got late information.
Yeah, and this is great news indeed. Now, once they get through this inspection of the BART Transbay tube, BART says they will have service running all night long. This is wonderful news for me in particular. It's the only way I can get in and out of the city tonight.
The only question I would have about that is, what about the trans taking a look and inspecting the entire system? Because, I mean, just because the Transbay tube is all right, we have a collapsed freeway on the other side, and I would think that they're going to have to take a look at that whole system, and that would take some time.
Yeah, as far as I know, as soon as there is any kind of a shaker, I think it's a 2.9 to 3.1 on the Richter. The whole system shuts down automatically, and the inspection services go into place. They start from the regional offices, and so an awful lot of people are out checking their local areas. That all gets reported to BART Central, and at this point, although I have not spoken with Cy Mober, we are trying to get through to Cy at BART Central. As far as I know, once the local areas are checked, then they start going through the more through the underground areas, through the city and through Oakland and so forth. As soon as that's done and BART gives the all clear, which apparently I had reported earlier, apparently that is not true. We had been told that there was no damage to the BART tube. They are still inspecting it, though. As soon as we get that all clear, BART will be running trains all night long to get people out of the city and to the East Bay.
From good news to very sad news, we now have confirmation that there was a collapsed building at 6th and Townsend, and it was a building that fell on cars, and we have 5 fatalities at that location. We were saying 5th and Townsend, but there was a building that was involved there, but now 6th and Townsend in San Francisco. So given what we do know, there was a Folsom building that collapsed, and we have a report of 6 fatalities there, 5 fatalities in this building that collapsed at 6th and Townsend.
Once again, the Office of Emergency Services in Sacramento has an awful lot of systems that are going into place now. The governor has placed the National Guard on alert to come in and help the Bay Area. Mayor Agnos is airborne, taking a visual check of the city, and we expect news from him momentarily. We are still trying to get through to our reporters out on the field. We have Jenny Pryor, who lives in the South Bay, or rather in Montclair, in the East Bay. We are trying to reach her by phone to get more of an update on what's going on in that part of the Bay Area. We actually have one phone line going out of our closet operation at this moment, and we are trying to get information to you just as soon as we can. Ron?
Update on the fire in the Marina District at Beach and Divisadero. The building is totally engulfed. They're having problems with water, and that there are people that are unaccounted for and confirmed fatalities there as well. So again, if you're displaced in that area, either by that fire or by damaged buildings in the Marina District, the Marina Middle School is the place you should go to, as that is the location that's been set up by the Red Cross. But again, fatalities now at the fire in the Marina District.
Perhaps we can recap just a bit here as we wait for some new information to come into us. First, let me indicate it is 7:45. This is 560 KSFO San Francisco. I'm R.J. Perumon in the KSFO KYFM newsroom with an awful lot of help. A lot of people who would normally be doing other jobs are now mobilizing, scrambling, running for information, gathering everything they can to get into to me here. This microphone is wired up to go over our transmitter, but we're certainly not in our studios nor capable bringing in a lot of sources as we normally would, this because of the power outage in San Francisco. Now, as soon as the shaker hit at 5:04 this afternoon, I was on the air at the time, and the building shook and the lights went out. They were on briefly, just long enough for us to get ourselves moved over to the studio. The power went out again, and I think we can expect this to go on and off throughout the night.
It held up firefighters from getting to the building that was on fire. So that just shows you the enormity of the power of this earthquake, which was officially registered, according to the information we had, at 7.0. And it was not felt only in San Francisco or the South Bay. It was felt all the way down towards Santa Barbara, also down toward Los Angeles. We have reports of that as well. But interestingly, we have no reports of very serious damage down in the San Jose area. The San Jose airport's open up, Moffett Field is open up, and we do have, at least from a road standpoint, the most serious damage apparently over on the Nimitz. A 10-block area, RJ, from 18th to 28th has collapsed on the Nimitz Freeway.
And that, of course, along with a section of the cantilever section on the Bay Bridge. The Red Cross is setting up housing at this hour at the middle school at Fillmore and Chestnut Streets in San Francisco. We were also told earlier that the Marina Middle School is a Red Cross shelter. These major fires are of course, anyone who remembers the folklore of the 06 quake, it wasn't the quake that did the damage, it was the fire. People have to get out of these areas where there are still gas leaks and let the emergency crews do their jobs. It's important to know where this emergency housing is being set up. Again, the Marina Middle School, and also at the middle school at Fillmore and Chestnut in San Francisco.
Taking a look around the Bay Area, let us recap just briefly now as more information continues to come into us here at 560 KSFO and KYA. In the North Bay, apparently they were spared any serious damage. News director Dave Henderson reported to us that he had no reports of serious damage there. Coming southward, though, into the city, the Golden Gate Bridge was closed momentarily for an inspection. The tower, or I should say the tunnel, the MacArthur Tunnel on 19th has been closed. Apparently there is some damage. There is a one-hour wait if you're trying to go northbound out of the city across the Golden Gate Bridge. And then the Marina District has been hit very, very, very hard because of that fire. And in the city itself, we have reports, confirmed reports of fatalities. Going to the East Bay, the Bay Bridge has suffered not only concrete damage, but also we have confirmed reports of structural steel damage. As the concrete fell from the upper level to the lower level, several cars, as many as possibly 25, were involved. It also broke through on the lower level, creating gaps and large holes. Also, prior to getting on the approach to the Bay Bridge, there is at least about a 100 to 200-yard separation of the pavement. Over in the East Bay, a 10-block area from 18th to 28th on the Nimitz Freeway has been damaged severely. It has collapsed. In the South Bay, over 17, the Santa Cruz Mountains, we have numerous reports of mudslides. So that area is affected. And also Crystal Springs Road, that particular area right there on 280, that has been closed. 280 has been closed because of buckling of the pavement at Crystal Springs Road.
Did you mention Highway 17 over the Santa Cruz Mountains?
Yes, that they've had numerous slides.
If there is anything that could possibly have eclipsed Bay Bridge World Series, it is an earthquake of this magnitude along the San Andreas Fault.
You know, it's funny, RJ. You know, we hear about earthquakes and always, I don't know whether you've heard this or not, but they talk about the sultry weather, the unusual
That's
weather,
right.
And it was ironic. It was
Absolutely.
A stillness out there. And I would be interested in knowing, and I'm sure we're going to hear over the next couple of days, people reporting that their animals were acting kind of strange, because reportedly animals have that keen insight into these type of things. They sense those type of things. But it was a weird day. I mean, the temperature was 82 degrees just in front of my sportscast as you were getting ready to throw it to me at 5:04. And I said, gee, I have a good sportscast, but it's not earth-shaking, you know, and things were whipping around. I was at Candlestick, and the reports of the people inside Candlestick, and I think as Bill and Lon did such a great job, the foul poles were swaying. Now, for those people that are wondering about the Bay Bridge series, and it is obviously secondary to all the other things that are happening, it has been postponed for an undetermined amount of time. Apparently, there will be a press conference probably tomorrow.
All right. We have a little more information coming in. Now, number one, schools in San Francisco are closed tomorrow. You might have guessed that that announcement was coming. I'm sure that we're going to have more announcements throughout the night. As soon as we get them, we will give them to you. Schools in San Francisco closed tomorrow night. We should also update you on this situation in the Marina District. A general alarm fire, a five-alarm fire, is almost small by comparison of what is going on there now because this fire is spreading to other buildings. We know that that there are a number of fatalities involved in this huge fire in the Marina District. They're having trouble fighting it because of low water pressure. Everyone is asked to stay out of that area. We know that the front of a building is down at 6th and Townsend. Five people killed, we understand. We should tell you that the area in the Marina District affected by this huge, huge general five-alarm fire is Broderick and Divisadero and Jefferson and Beach. That is the square that we're talking about in the Marina District. A huge fire burning there. Please stay out of that area. President Bush has offered some federal aid, and of course Mayor Agnos is taking a visual sweep of the city now. Bob Hamilton, you have some information.
Yes, at the ferry building, thousands of people are at the ferry building trying to get back either to the East Bay or to Marin County, and the crowds are very huge out to the streets, so just if we can just keep a calm on things, it'd be great. You'll get home, I'm sure, but just give yourself added time because you're not going to get home early.
Perhaps I should recap some of the ways in and out of San Francisco at this time. Of course, the Golden Gate Bridge is open. However, as you can imagine, the backup to the bridge is just incredible, at the very least an hour. Part of this is because of this huge fire that's tying up the Marina District, which is going to be tying up Doyle Drive and Lombard and those approaches from that part of the city. The other major approach to the Golden Gate Bridge is the 19th Street MacArthur Tunnel that has closed due to road damage. So, yes, the Golden Gate Bridge is open, but no, it is not going to be easy for you to get around some of the obstacles that this earthquake has placed. As far as heading to the South Bay, 280 at Crystal Springs, we understand, is closed because of damage to the road. Now, the Bay Bridge is closed down because of a section of the cantilever section of that bridge collapsing concrete from the upper deck onto the lower deck and, in fact, breaking right through, sending concrete, and we have reports of some cars right into the bay below. As for the East Bay, a huge section of the Nimitz Freeway is down. The BART system is also down at this time. About the only way to get across, as Bob Hamilton just mentioned, is the ferries. And they are running from the ferry building in San Francisco. However, as you can imagine, there are thousands of people trying to get across. The Red and White Fleet is offering service for free at this time from San Francisco to the East Bay. Ron?
Arlo Smith, the city's top attorney, has just made a statement letting people know that if there is any looting at all that goes on or any robberies that goes on, that they are going to take a very tough stance against that, that there will be no bail for anybody arrested for that particular crime, and that the full measure of the law will come down upon them when they finally do go to court on that. Now, an update on the Oakland Airport situation. We now have confirmed reports that the long runway at Oakland International Airport has been damaged the last 3,000 feet. That does not mean, depending upon the aircraft that's landing there, that they could not land on it if they had to. But planes are now being diverted. Ron Wilson out at SFO is indicating that that midnight time date that they have for possibly opening up SFO is just purely a time that they picked out, that the tower at SFO is in complete shambles and the computers are all out. And let me tell you something, ground control and also air traffic control has to have those computers in order to function. Now, they may send those. They are sending some of the planes that are inbound to San Francisco to operating airports, most notably Oakland and also San Jose Airport. But again, that's the latest we have from the two airports. And again, if anybody has any thoughts about taking advantage of this situation, if you get caught, you're going to have trouble.
Well, just as with the announcement regarding the schools in San Francisco, it was inevitable that there would be something related to looting after this kind of an event. But you heard the word from San Francisco District Attorney Arlo Smith, this simply will not be tolerated in the city of San Francisco. This is an emergency time, a time for people to pull together, to think not only of themselves, but the safety of their family and of their neighbor, too. If you can offer assistance, you're certainly being urged to do so. It is 7:56 now. This is 560 KSFO San Francisco. My name is R.J. Perelman, and I'm surrounded by a virtual army of people who are trying to gather information. Again, we are broadcasting in the dark. And we...